This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Say, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Eternal Rock of Ages, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for looking after us. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Thank you for being our King. Thank you for being our helper. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being the one that is always there for us. Thank you for being our Alpha and Omega. Thank you for making a way for us where there seems to be no way. Thank you for bringing your words to pass in our lives. Father, we are grateful. Father, accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. The entrance of your word, they bring light and they give understanding unto the simple. We trust completely in your word today. We trust completely in your word, in your spoken word today, that your word will give life unto us today. Even as we speak, as we pray, your word will give life to us in the mighty name of Jesus. And only your name alone will be glorified. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take our seat. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. You are welcome once again into the presence of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are glad that we are here. We are rejoicing and we are glad in Him. You know, the Lord has done marvelous things for us, and so we are glad. Hallelujah. So this morning we're going to be talking about Remember Me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Please, can we say that? Say, Remember me, O Lord. Even as we say those words, you will know that this is a proclamation. You know, this is a word of prayer. You know, this is a word that is so important, that is so crucial to our existence, that every day, you know, every day of our lives, every time we sleep and we wake up, you know, every time we ask the Lord for things, there are words that we should be speaking about. You know, many examples of that in the Bible where God says, remember so, and God remember X, God remember Y. We're going to go through them, but today, we're going to do more of praying today. You know, because I believe today is the day of visitation for somebody. You know, I believed that today is the day that the Lord has made. You know, the Bible says that let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. You know, the importance of saying the word of God, the importance of speaking the right words, you know, you cannot just put it aside because it's so important. That is why as children of God, it is not right for us to be using our mouth to say negative words. To be saying negative words. Before we proceed, you know, we're just going to do it a little bit different. You know, I said we're going to be praying a lot. And you know that before we pray, you know, it is very clear from the scripture that Lord does not, he cannot hear the prayer of the sinners. So it is important that all of us, we are on the same page before we pray. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. At this time, please, I don't want any of us to be distracted. I want us to be completely focused in praying and to be completely focused in what the Lord is doing already. In Philippians chapter 2, I will read 12 to 13. Philippians 2, 12 to 13. It says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, just work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13. It says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It means that there is nothing that you can achieve spiritually outside of God. You need God in your life to be able to pray and for that prayer to be answered. The Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. No, the prayer of a sinner is like an abomination before him. Also, in the book of Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, it says, He says, one who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. In the name that is above every other name, our prayer will not be an abomination. That is why, people of God, if you are here, you have not given your life to Christ, you know, please do so now. So that by the time we begin to pray, all of us will be in the same page. And if you are listening to me, you have not given your life to Christ, please do so now. You need to come to that throne of grace so that by the time you cry out for mercy, you know, the Lord's ear will be so wide open to hear you. It is not an accident that you are here. Believe me, it is never an accident. You didn't come because somebody asked you to come alone that you are here. It is not only because of that. It is because God has decided to make today a day that you will never forget. So this is not a time to play smart or to think, oh, I don't want people to see me. This is a time to completely surrender all to God because he's the only one that answers prayer. So I'm just going to give just a minute or a second. If you are here, you've not given your life to Christ, just bow down. Everybody close your eyes. Just bow down your head where you are. Surrender all to him completely. Ask him to come into your life again. Ask him to come into your life. You know, the Bible says that every one of his word, he said, is pure. It's completely pure. That is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. If you don't know Jesus, how would you put your trust in his word? You know, probably the reason why the struggle for many years is because you have not really, really surrendered your life to him. So this is another opportunity to do so right now. People of God, please just bow down your head. Ask the Lord to come into your heart if you have not. Ask the Lord to come afresh into your heart this morning. Ask the Lord himself to make all the difference in your heart, in your life. And it shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 8. Genesis chapter 1, verse 8. He says, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to to pass over the earth. And the water subsided. You know, you remember during the time of Noah, you know, God warned the people of the intending pandemic that something is going to happen that's going to destroy the whole earth. And unfortunately, many of them at the time, they did not tune in to what the Holy Spirit was saying. They did not listen. But Noah and his household, by the grace of God, because Noah was a just man before God, he recognized the voice of the Lord. He listened to what the Lord said, and him and his household, you remember, they were saved. And in that verse here that we read, after many days in the ship that God asked him to build, that brought about their salvation. In verse 8, after many days in that ship, the Bible says that God remembered him. And all the living things and all the animals that were in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth. And the water subsided. People of God, I want you to bow down your head where you are. And I want you to pray. That today, not tomorrow. Please, these are very, very important. Because, you know, many times, you know, we have find ourselves in situation where we're not supposed to be. Why? Because, you know, we have not listened carefully to what the Lord is saying at that time. You know, at the time, the people only know and listen to what the Lord said. So ask the Lord, that Lord, please remember me today. Remember me today, O Lord. Lord, please cause a wind to pass through my circumstances. Ask the Lord to cause a wind like he did in that days of Noah. Ask the Lord to cause a wind to pass through your circumstances today. That every pain, every hardship, every bondage, every stagnancy, every marital problems, every barrenness, every loneliness, and so on and so forth, that are happening in your lives, in my life, that today they will subside in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask the Lord. It is important for you to say it, because saying is believing. When you say it, you believe it. You know, when you say it, you believe. Ask the Lord that the Lord will cause a wind to pass through your circumstances today in the name of Jesus. You know, it is not enough for us to just be complaining every day. You know, but ask the Lord that today marks the end of that difficult circumstances. Even if all the ones I've mentioned, if your own is not mentioned, include your own to it. I believe that the Lord that answers prayer will answer you today. Ask the Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will cause a wind to pass through my circumstances today. Lord, you will cause a wind to pass through the circumstances of your children today. That every pain, every hardship, every bondage, every stagnancy, every marital problems, every barrenness, every loneliness, and so on and so forth in the life of your children, oh Lord, comes to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the my soul shall it be, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. Please, I want you to key into this. It says, now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. And they cried out. They cried. They did not close their mouth. You know, they did not do it sophisticatedly. The Bible says they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage. Verse 24 says, So God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Today, In the name that is above every other name, the Lord will hear your cry. Even as you cry out loud to him today, the Lord will hear your cry. Your groanings, all those groanings that you are groaning every day. You know, all those things that, you know, you sometimes, you know, we have the set of people that we discuss some matters with. The moment you see that person appear, you know what kind of discussion you will have with that person. You know, sometimes we groan. So, but the Lord is making a promise to us today that today, mark the hands of those groanings. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So pray in your spirit. Say, God, remember me today. Remember the covenant that God has made with your parents, even sometimes before you were born. There are some covenant, there were some words that God has spoken even ahead of you. You know, a covenant, a word that God has spoken to your parents ahead of you. You know, some of them, you've seen them happen. Even some of us, we've not even seen any of them happening. Why? Why is that? Why is that? You know, that's why this prayer is very, very important. That's why it's very, it says that 24, says, oh God, hear their groaning, and God remember this covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, the word of God is yea and amen. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God it will not fail to accomplish that which he has sent it to do. So pray to God today. Say, God, remember the covenant that you have made, oh Lord, with me. The covenant you have made with my parents. Lord Jesus, oh Lord, acknowledge them today and bring them to pass in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask the Lord today that the Lord will acknowledge them today, that the Lord will remember them today. It is not that the Lord has forgotten you. The Lord has not forgotten you. But the time of fulfillment, I want to believe, if you trust, if you have faith in the Lord, the time of fulfillment is now. Ask the Lord in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to remember you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to bring them to pass today in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 136 verse 23. Psalm 136 verse 23 says, 136 verse 26, who remembered us in our lowly estate, in our lowly state, for his mercies endures forever. Who remembered, the Lord that remembered us in our lowly state. Imagine. Most times, I'm sure everybody here, we find ourselves in so many lowly states. If we should put numbers, to some of us will be several thousands. Where you will wake up, you know, to everything will just be low. But the Lord is making a promise to you and I today because we are his children. You know, we are the apple of his eyes. That whenever you are in that lowly state, the Lord remembers you. You are not forgotten. You know, you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. So whatever form of lowly state you may be today, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will remember you. In the name that is above every other name, the Lord will remember you. You know, there are some lowly states you can't even say to anybody. You can't even tell anybody else. The situation is so deep that you don't know what to do. But the one that made you says he remembers you when you are in that state. Remember, every word that has been written in the scriptures is not just a word to be thrown aside or to be carelessly used. They are very important. You know, the Bible says that the Lord remembers you in your lowly state. That is enough for you to be excited about the God that you serve. It's enough for you to be excited about the God that you serve. In the book of Genesis, chapter 30, verse 22. And 23. Genesis chapter 30, verse 22 and 23. We remember the story of Rachel. You remember her story very well. For many years, even though she was the apple of the eye of Jacob, she had no child. You know, the sister Leah will torment her. We make fun of her. You know, it got to a point. You know, at the beginning of that verse. Somewhere in that verse, you know, it got to a point where she went to her husband. She told her husband, "Say, give me a child, or I would die." The husband, being normal human being, normal man like me, like you, what are you talking? Am I God that will give you a child? What kind of language is that? But God got to that point that God remembered her. And in that verse 22, it says, then God remembered Rachel. Does it mean that God had forgotten her before? No. No, God has a plan. God has his own plan. You know, the same plan that he has for you. You know, to our own mere mind, we'll be thinking it's a delay. Why God? But because of God's plan. God has his ultimate plan. And the same thing applies to you. You might have been trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and it's not forthcoming. You know, even in our generation, we've seen a lot of people who had waited like that. And when their children came forth, we all knew the reason why there had to be that delay. And it is not all the delays that are like that. Don't get me wrong. There are some delays that may be as a result of disobedience. There are some delays that may be as a result of some evil forces somewhere. But it got to a time in the life of Rachel. The Bible says that God remembered her. The same way the Lord will remember you today. You will mark today down in your diary as a day that you will never forget. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today will mark the beginning of turnaround. Why? Because the Lord will remember you today. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will remember you today. He says, then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her, and opened her womb. God opened her womb. There are a lot of things to consider there, but we're not going to that. Why was the womb closed or shut in the first place? God is a sovereign God. Everything that has been closed for you, the Lord will flung them wide open today. In the mighty name of Jesus. He says, God opened her womb. In verse 23, he says, and she conceived and bore a son. And said, God has taken away my reproach. God has taken away my... You know, it is easy to identify people by their reproach. We all know that. That tall girl. The tall is not a reproach. They will say, that woman that is yet to... They will not even use a very fine word like that. They will say that barren woman. Yes, thank you, ma. They said about the... You know, remember about the woman with the issue of blood. They said, that woman with the issue of blood. Even though the issue was a secret between her and probably the people she has told, maybe the physician and so. So all of us got to know that she has issue of blood. So that means sometimes not all the secrets are not, you think that are covered are not covered. They are not covered. So in that verse 23, it says, and she conceived and bore a son. And she said, God has taken away my reproach. People of God, in whatever forms of barrenness that any of you may be in today, the Lord will remember you. Please, as I'm praying, you to be praying that. Say, the Lord will remember you. I don't know what kind of barrenness it is. Barrenness is not only about child bearing. Barrenness can be in anything. You know, barrenness can be in the business. If you are a farmer, your land can be barren when it's not producing good fruit. You know, if you are into anything, your career, you may be thinking this is the level I'm supposed to be, and it appears as if nothing is happening. That can be barrenness. So in whatever forms of barrenness any of you may be in, the Lord will remember you. The Lord will listen to you today. The same way he did for Rachel here. You will conceive. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will conceive sons, you will conceive daughters, you will conceive great ideas, you will conceive wisdom, you will conceive knowledge, and so on and so forth, to bring an end to your reproach. That you yourself, you will say, oh, thank you, Lord, you have taken away my reproach. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, 19 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 1, 19 to 20. It says, then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to the house of Ramah. To the house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. We all know the story of Hannah very well. We all know a child that came out through her. A child came out through her. One of the greatest prophets that ever lived in the land of Israel. It came through her. Why? Because God remembered her. I hope you are keying to this message. I hope you are praying in your spirit. I hope you are connecting to what the Lord is doing. I hope you are putting all your trust completely in the Lord today. Because today the Lord will remember you. The Lord of remembrance is here. The Lord will remember you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For God to remember you, you must have faith. Two things you must, that is crucial. You must have faith. How much you must be able to ask. You know, we do not receive. Why? Because we do not ask. Because we do not ask. And your faith must be strong. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, people used to say that a closed mouth is a closed heaven. When you don't see anything, how would somebody know what you want? If my daughter approached me now and say, Daddy, and she now just stood in front of me and not saying anything, I can interpret as standing not saying anything to so many things. But if she asks, I know what she wants. You know, remember Jesus said in Matthew 7:7 that ask and it shall be given to you. You have to ask. And thank the Lord, that is what we have been doing. But we are going to do a little bit, a few more minutes. You have to ask. You have to ask. In verse 8, he says, for everyone who asks receives. That's Matthew 7, verse 8. Everyone who asks. When you ask, you receive. It is the word of God. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. So you must also come to God with your heart desires. You must come to God with your heart desires. Remember that Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7, 24 to 30. Mark 7, 24 to 30. You know, she came to God. She came to Jesus. You know, she was a Greek. She came to him and, you know, despite all what appears to be an insult that Jesus gave her, she didn't take that to heart. You know, she was focused. She came to God with a desire, with something that she wanted. And she received it. Also, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, remember that you are snared by the words of your mouth. When you speak, what you say is important. That is why what you speak about, what you say about in prayers is crucial. He says you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. At the same time, when you speak to God. So Matthew 9, 21 to 22. Matthew 9, 21 to 22 says, for she said to herself, remember that woman that we mentioned earlier, the woman with the issue of blood. She only said it to herself. She had to speak. She didn't just keep quiet. She didn't just shut her mouth. She says, for she only said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, he says, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned and saw her and her maid and said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. Why? Because she spoke out. She spoke. The Bible says within herself, but she spoke. And she took action in faith. In faith. So Jesus said it clearly that her faith has made her well. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, I am rushing. He says, and since we have some spirit of faith, according to what is written. 2 Corinthians, I need you to put that up. 2 Corinthians 4:13. It says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, he says, I believed and I spoke. You believed, you have faith, then you speak. So even as we are, I want you to begin to speak into that situation now. And have faith that the Lord has taken it away completely. You need to have faith. Please begin to speak into them right now. He says, I believe. Therefore, I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. That is you, as you are sitting there, you believe that Jesus is more than able. Then speak it out. Speak it out. Remember in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 7. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 7. When the Lord told prophet Ezekiel to prophesy. And when he prophesied, he spoke the words out. And the prophecy came to pass. The same way I want you to connect this morning and begin to speak into that situation. If only you will connect. If only you will speak to them and have faith. Is it the problem of a troublesome child? Speak into that situation. Is it stagnancy in whatever form? I want you to take a step of faith. Speak into that situation. Is it something that's happening around you that you have no idea why it is happening? Speak into that situation. Why? Because you believe. He says, therefore, I spoke. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, Numbers 14, 28, says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so will I do. Please, I want us to rise up on our feet and let us begin to speak into the God's hearing this afternoon. Begin to speak into God's hearing. Begin to speak into his hearing. Please, I don't want us to be distracted. Begin to speak into God's hearing. Begin to speak into his hearing. Begin to speak into his hearing. He says, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so will I do. Whatever you are speaking into the hearing of the Lord this afternoon, exactly that is what the Lord will do. If only you connect, if only you believe, even with the people hearing me online, if only you believe, just begin to speak into his hearing and he will hear you. The Bible says in Psalm 107 that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Say it. Speak it into his hearing. Speak it into his hearing. Remember the story of Jacob in Genesis chapter 26. After the angel dislocated his joint. You know, the next thing he said, oh, I will not let you go. He says, unless you bless me. In verse 20, he spoke. Even he was in pain. Somebody's joint has just been dislocated. Even though he was in pain, he was not complaining. He was not telling God that, come, I was in this condition for a long time. What he did was that, no, I'm not going to let you go. He spoke out, unless you bless me. And in verse 28, or verse 29, and the Lord bless him. You know, the Lord bless him. Through those difficulties, the Lord bless him. The same thing for you and I today. Begin to speak into his hearing. And I trust the Lord himself that he will hear you. And you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Baba, we're in your presence. Let it rain. Pour your rain. Let it fall on me. We're in your presence. Let
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comments on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.